And welcome into today's audiocast for Friday, September 7th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, brought to you by IFR Magazine. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. It's one of the most rugged and desolate parts of the world, and it's also one of the least populated. So the challenges of searching the mountains of Western Nevada for Steve Fawcett's tiny blue and white airplane are monumental. But there's still strong hope that Fawcett will be found alive as the Civil Air Patrol, police, and even the federal government satellite surveillance agencies throw everything they have at a search area that has grown to 10,000 square miles. As the search entered its fourth day, AvWeb's Russ Niles spoke with Nevada Wing Civil Air Patrol Major Cynthia Ryan, who's in charge of the search.
Can you tell us what's new, Major Ryan?
Today we're expanding and intensifying the search effort, adding additional resources. Among those resources, we're bringing in additional fixed-wing aircraft from Civil Air Patrol in Las Vegas, where we also have on standby the Washoe County, Nevada Search Aero Squadron. The Washoe County Search and Rescue Team has deployed a boat in Walker Lake in Nevada with specialized sonar equipment aboard to just eliminate the possibility that there may be some wreckage or debris submerged in the lake. We've expanded the search area geographically to over 10,000 square miles, extending from Yerington, Nevada to the area around Bishop, California, along the eastern flank of the Sierra Nevada mountain range.
Okay, how many airplanes will be in the air today?
We should have about 10 aircraft in the air at all times. That will include our single-engine Cessna 182 fixed-wing aircraft, a C-130, and three helicopters.
Okay, have there been any tips?
We've had literally hundreds of tips, and I do mean hundreds, to sift through. Some of them are patently absurd, psychics from various parts of the world. But we do have a number that are from people in the area who say they saw somebody fly over their backyard, for example, that at approximately the time of the morning Monday that he would have been out there. So we're following up on those leads and trying to narrow down the salient information.
Do you have any better idea of where he was headed or what direction he may have taken?
No, we still really don't, you know, unless we could read his mind, which we can't. We're still focusing on areas actually quite close to the ranch where he took off, south of there in about a five-mile radius, just in case he tried to return and didn't quite make it. We're also checking, of course, the area around Walker Lake and some mountainous areas.
Okay, the terrain is, well, frankly, awful for searching in, isn't it?
Well, it's probably the most challenging search area in the United States. Nevada is the most mountainous state in the country. These areas can hide wreckage very effectively. You can fly over it at 10 o'clock in the morning, not see it, go over it in late afternoon, low-angle light, and see it.
Well, what do you make of the lack of an ELT signal? He had two ELTs on board, the one in his watch and the one in the airplane.
Well, first of all, the one in his watch is not an ELT. It's a personal locator transmitter. An ELT is a different sort of animal, and that's in the tail cone of the airplane. But there are a number of reasons why an ELT is not producing a signal. It could have been a low battery. They're checked annually, but batteries do go low. If it is submerged underwater, they will not activate. They can be destroyed on impact as well. And, you know, one other thing I should mention, if an airplane does go down in some of the more rugged territory, a lot of these things are line of sight. And in rugged territory, your line of sight is very limited.
Do we know what kind of ELT he had on board? Was it a 406 or a 121.5?
I don't have any information on that.
You've been searching for 4 days now. Well, this will be the fourth day. Where do you go from here?
You know, what people don't realize is that searches of this nature very typically go on for 2 weeks or more. So 4 days into it, we're just scratching the surface, really, you know, considering the geographical territory that we have to cover. So, you know, we still consider this a viable rescue operation. We're not at all discouraged.
Okay, I understand he had food on board, and he's been described by Richard Branson as a tough old boot. I guess if anybody can survive in the mountains of Nevada, it's Steve Fawcett.
You're absolutely right, and with that in mind, we're still very hopeful.
What about Branson's suggestion that we bring in satellite imagery and that sort of thing?
Well, it's a nice idea, and I wish him the best. We're already doing that. AFRCC in Langley, Virginia, is bringing all of the United States satellite resources to bear on this area, and they've got some super-secret Snoopy stuff up there that I doubt Richard Branson has access to.
Okay. How many media do you have circulating around there?
We probably have close to 50 media individuals out there and about 4 satellite trucks.
Okay, what about the Hilton family? Are they helping out with the search?
Yes, they are being cooperative beyond belief. I've never worked with family members that have been not only helpful but knew when to stay out of the way. And they've offered their resources, but they have made it abundantly clear that they're here to support us and not get in the way.
Well, speaking of getting out of the way, I'll do that for you right now, and we'll let you get on to your press conference.
I appreciate that, sir.
Nevada Wing Civil Air Patrol Major Cynthia Ryan, who's in charge of the search for Steve Fawcett. The world's best website for general aviation news and information is www.avweb.com, and be sure to sign up for the AvWeb Flash and News Alerts. It's free, and you can sign up at avweb.com. Listener comments continue to come in regarding AvWeb's interview with former Transportation Secretary Jim Burnley on the benefits of a privatized FAA. Larry wrote in to say, perhaps an interview with someone who is in touch with reality would be a nice counterbalance to the Washington Insider's view of the world. Citing Amtrak and the USPS, the U.S. Postal Service, as models for the FAA, show how much in touch Jim Burnley is with the public corporations we have the displeasure of dealing with. Thank you, Larry, for those comments. If you would like to comment on today's report or a previous audio cast, you can email us at audionews@avweb.com. This report was brought to you by IFR Magazine, full of articles and resources important to accomplished pilots. Check it out at ifr-magazine.com. Look for AvWeb's next audio cast on Monday, September 10th. I'm Mike Blakeney for AvWeb Audio. Thanks for listening.